Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is the Marks and Reese Show. Johnny Marks, Ike on his final day of vacation. And Joe G's in with me again, Joe Giglio. And boy, do we have some, we got some meat to dig into. Yesterday we had something, yeah, it was a nice piece. But now, with the Dodgers becoming the front runners, Joe, we really, really, now we got some decisions to make on if we really, really want Manny Machado.
And the Phillies have to decide. So as of yesterday, we talked about it, and it really was out there. Even last night, MLB.com's John Morosi had the story that the Phillies were willing to give up Medina, and it looked like Phillies were the favorite heading into the morning, and then it changed again.
I took a, was it a 2:30? I was my daughter awake? I don't even remember, but I'm up. Throughout the night for various reasons, and
you don't really sleep much.
No, and I don't. And I had the phone, and sometimes you go to Twitter, and you're like, awesome. Yep. Sometimes there's nothing at ESPN.com, and I saw the Morosi story shortly after midnight, and it's like, I went back to sleep, and I had a big smile on my face. I was thinking about the conversation we're going to have here today, and John Heyman and others, Buzz Cerulean. And we'll see how it actually plays out, but it seems like that the Dodgers now are the front runners. So here's what happens. Yesterday, the latest news was the Phillies were the front runners. Mm-hmm. That information gets out there. The Dodgers now say, okay, we were unwilling to add this prospect. We'll add this prospect now. Now the Dodgers are the front runners. So it's coming down to the Dodgers or the Phillies. And Joe, it's coming down to what are the Phillies willing to do to make this deal happen? What's that car commercial where the guy's like, do the deal. Steve, do the deal. Do the deal. Get it done. Do what it takes. I honest to God, Joe, they want to be bold. They want to have the hashtag be bold, and the Phillies thing shows up on Twitter. You want to be bold? Make a bold move. A bold move is not being worried about trading a guy to get a player that you need right now. You need this player right now. This offense stinks. You need this player. It'll change the entire course of the team in 2018 at the ballpark with the fans. Doesn't mean you're going to win. It gives you something. Be bold and do the deal. Don't get outbid by the Dodgers. And I'm furious that you're going to say that you can't give up too much.
You can't do it. It's 2 months. It's a rental. I think we're looking at this as if, oh, there's no chance Manny leaves if he comes. I'm looking at it as this. It's a rental. It's 2 months. We've seen this before. Just because a big player gets traded doesn't mean that team is the team that gets the World Series. Sometimes it's a lesser deal. Look, the Phillies have to do something. I am totally with you. And they've gone so far in this, John, that they can't now do nothing before the deadline.
Yeah, but what are they going to do?
I don't know. There's got to be something else out.
They're going to add David DeLucci or a bat like that? No, but seriously, what are they going to do?
There's no other Machado. There's one Machado. There's one superstar bat that's going to be moved. And right now, from everything you hear, the Phillies are no longer in the front. What I heard yesterday and what I told you yesterday has changed. The Dodgers have upped their offer. Now, you're right. It's on the Phillies to make a decision. I hope they don't overpay.
Here's what I would say. Be creative. If you don't want to give up Sixto Sanchez, your top prospect, and you're hell-bent on not giving him up, fine. I don't want to give him up either. Include J.P. Crawford. Say, how about J.P. Crawford, and we take away one of our prospects and whatever. J.P. Crawford struggled in his rookie year.
He did, he has.
All right? That doesn't mean he's not going to still be a good player. He is going to be a good shortstop in this league.
And I'm sure the Orioles
for a long time
probably would like him. Most teams would probably like to have J.P. because you could have him for 5 years. He's a first-year player
still.
Do
something to get him. Do something to get him. Be bold. Figure it out. You can't afford for this. You can't have a campaign of be bold and then not make a bold move.
But what's the line between bold and too much? They have to be teetering on that right now.
They can figure that out. That's what they get paid for.
Well, they do.
Can't lose out.
But he's a free agent after the year.
I get it.
We're excited for 2 months. We're excited because they're in first place at the break. But they could get him in November even if they lose this.
888-729-9494. And they could miss out. Because he didn't come here and get a look and say, I love it here. I'm not going anywhere else.
They could.
He could lose out. He'd go somewhere else. And now you're left. You're sitting there holding your pud. 888-729-9494. You want to be bold? You want to be scared? Be bold. You agree or disagree? Put it on Twitter, Fritz. At MarkSreeseWIP. Do it. I know Jack's probably scared, too. Oh, you can't give up too much. You can't give up too many prospects. Who cares?
You can't. It's not worth 2 months. You could sign him in November.
You could. Or you could have him now. You could sign him in November.
Yeah.
Or you could you will have him now.
And you can also overpay now, and then he walks away in November to the Yankees. And then we're sitting here saying, what did they do? What was that all
for?
Well,
they went for it.
Well,
and we'd be pissed.
I appreciate their effort here, that they are trying to go for it. I mean, they're in this thing. Clearly, they're making a legitimate offer for it.
Do we agree? I agree with you there.
I don't think this is baloney.
Do you agree that as we sit here right now at 2:07 in Philadelphia, that the Dodgers up their offer, right now they have the best deal on the table, and it's the Phillies' move. The Phillies have one more move. The trade's going to be finalized. Right now, if you believe all the reporters, that they're going through medicals, they're going through doctor stuff, they're going through the final stages of the trade, and it's just whether the Phillies want... They're saying to the Phillies, give us your best offer.
Yep.
We're deciding tonight.
I think that's it. I think the Dodgers upped their offer, and now it's on the Phillies to either up it again or just sit there and hope they take their offer. I mean, it's funny. Today has been back and forth in terms of what the national reporters compare to the local ones still feel like, you know, the Phillies feel good about their offer and maybe it will win. The national guys are like, it's the Dodgers. It's probably going to be the Dodgers by tonight or tomorrow morning. 24 hours ago, we sat here and I said, I feel pretty good. It seems like the Phillies. Today, I don't feel as good, but I also don't want them to overpay. I am willing to accept now that he doesn't play here, that he goes to the Dodgers, and the Phillies have to pivot and do something else.
Dodgers here next week?
Manny's here next week either way, it seems like.
Yeah, seems that way.
Dodgers are in net the beginning of next week.
Unless, and it is possible, a team comes off the top rope with the Yankees, the Brewers.
Yep.
The teams now that are considered, well, it's coming down to the Phillies and the Dodgers, they still have a chance to increase their offer. So this information is put out there for a number of different reasons, probably because it's also true.
It feels like, John, the Dodgers, and you said be bold, it feels like they're more desperate. That team's gotten close to winning a World Series the last couple of years. Clayton Kershaw could opt out of his contract after the year. They feel like the team that's, listen, this is our shot. The Phillies,
they've invested time and money. They traded away a lot of their great prospects.
They've been to a World Series.
Yep.
I don't know if the Phillies have that kind of urgency. Maybe they should, and I think you want them to. I don't think the Phillies do. This is the first year of their window. If this was year four and we were sitting here watching a team that get knocked out of the playoffs every year, maybe they act different.
888-729-9494. Be bold or go home? That's the question. So you watch the Home Run Derby?
A little bit. So I watched the replay of Reese.
All right.
I watched Reese this morning.
It was fun. I enjoyed it last night. Jack, were you watching live?
I was.
It was fun.
Watching Reese, it felt like a pride of Philadelphia.
It was awesome.
I like the format now with the clock.
It's cool.
The clock makes it move.
And you get the bonus time.
Yep.
Harper, I had a lot of fun watching it last night.
Harper played to the crowd. He was into it.
He did.
It was a fun crew.
Well, that's the other thing. If Machado, you're going to get Machado, you turn your attention to Bryce Harper, who I don't believe is leaving Washington, and that's another part of the problem, but... I love the Home Run Derby last night. I was like you. It got a little bit old. Chris Berman, back.
It got stale.
They get its number of outs. They've done a good job in reinventing the format. Now, the broadcast itself, like Carl Ravitch is pretty boring. They had Mark Teixeira on there. I mean, you know, and they got Jess Mendoza roaming the outfield and the field or whatever. She's on that Sunday Night Baseball broadcast. Based on what? Based on what? You're going to be kidding me.
Yeah, she's fine, but why is she there? I didn't understand
she's
why.
She's a woman. That's why
she got
there.
Elevated. Like, look,
she's a woman.
She was, what was she, a famous softball player?
Yeah. Yes, no, that's why.
Yeah, I mean, her ascension to that role was odd when it happened.
Yeah, no,
like,
I
she's
mean,
fine, but her the way she got the job was kind of
weird.
Yeah,
I'm not complaining about whatever. I'm just, that's the reason.
Yeah.
I don't think she's very good.
But she's not great either.
Yeah, I mean, she's not terrible. I don't know. She doesn't look very comfortable on TV. I don't know.
And they tried to revamp that booth with A-Rod. It's like, and I know he wasn't there last night, but they've tried a bunch of different things, and no one really watches Sunday Night Baseball anymore anyway.
And that's why I'm giving a Mendoza reaction because I rarely watch it. 888-729-9494. Joe, we also have Phillies tickets today. We have Phillies tickets to the Friday game against the Padres.
Could Manny be there? Could.
Well, yesterday, that's what we were talking about.
Of course it was.
He was here. Yesterday was here before, as our boss Spike said, you jinxed it.
It's all my fault.
Your fault. Well, some of it.
I'll take the blame for it.
I'll put up a Twitter poll.
Someone's got to blame. Someone's got to take the blame for it. I'll take it.
Someone's got to do it. Someone's got to take the blame. So how are we doing the tickets? Well, we're going to do it creative ways throughout the show. So here's all you have to know. You'll get a chance at some point, depending, to get in. Maybe we have a couple different ways, and as we go, we're going to use other ways. So just stay tuned. Tickets, of course, for that game available at Phillies.com. Stay tuned. We have Phillies tickets throughout the show. It's the Mark Zavrey Show. Joe G. You want the Phillies to be bold? Here's what it comes down to. They need to increase their offer. They need to come over the top. They need to get this deal done. You want them to just stand pat and go forward with what they have? You want to be bold and go out and get the guy. 888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. Come on, Phillies fans. Let me hear you. Marks and Reese. We're back right after this. Don't go anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.